A federal judge in New York today hears whether Massport should be dropped from a lawsuit filed by a Massachusetts family as a result of 9/11. The Bavis family is suing Massport, among others, for the death of Mark Bavis on 9/11. Bavis, a hockey scout for the Los Angeles Kings, was aboard United Airlines Flight 175 from Boston to L.A. when terrorists crashed his plane into New York's World Trade Center. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following the story, and he joins us to talk about this case and some of the surprising revelations that have come out in court documents recently. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Deb.
Fred, the Bavis family is the only 9/11 family refusing to settle their lawsuit against the airline. Isn't that right?
Yes, they want to use the courts to reveal what they say is negligence on the part of the airlines and of Massport. The Bavis family wants to show that Massport and United Airlines, by being negligent, allowed hijackers to board planes at Logan and crash them into the World Trade Center.
And why is Massport arguing that it should be dropped from this case?
Well, the thrust of Massport's argument is that the federal government and the airlines were in charge of the checkpoints. And so Massport says it bore no responsibility for hijackers boarding the planes at Logan on 9/11.
So why does the Bavis family think that Massport does bear responsibility?
Well, they argue that at times Massport took measures to implement additional security at Logan, and at others pressured the airlines to reduce security at the checkpoints in order to speed up the lines for the passengers. Mm-hmm. And so they say that Massport obviously thought it had some responsibility for the checkpoints, and it should not be allowed to say now that it was powerless.
Fred, today the lawyers will be in court making oral arguments. What are some of the revelations that have come out in the written arguments that they've been filing so far?
Well, the most explosive revelations have to do with something that we at WBUR first reported in 2002. At the time, we reported that 4 months before 9/11, in May 2001, an American Airlines technician had intercepted one of the eventual hijackers, Mohammed Atta, at Logan Airport. Now we have a lot more detail. In a court deposition, American Airlines technician Steve Wallace says he saw Atta and another man taking pictures and videotaping one of the American Airlines checkpoints in Terminal B. He watched them for about 45 minutes, and then he asked them what they were doing. And at that point, they walked away from him towards another checkpoint, and they called Wallace a nasty name in Arabic. Wallace followed them. They turned around, and they smiled at him.
And then what happened?
Well, at this point, Wallace sees a state trooper, and he tells the trooper he'd seen the men videotaping the checkpoint. He says, "These two clowns are up to something." He then moves around to the back of the X-ray machine, and he tells the operator to let him know if the men had any prohibited items in their carry-on bags. He tells the screener not to let the men through if there's anything wrong. And then he and the trooper watch Atta's carry-on bag as it goes through the screening machine. But then Wallace gets called away to the bag room, and he leaves thinking that the trooper would stop Atta and at least take his name down. The Bavis family is saying that if the state trooper had done that, Atta could have been placed on a no-fly list, and 9/11 might never have happened.
And how is it, Fred, that the 9/11 Commission didn't uncover this particular story?
A lot of critics in the 9/11 Commission say that it was really very superficial in its investigation. It never went very far in its questions, and these are some questions that it never bothered to ask. It never came up with Steve Wallace, for example.
And what's the outcome expected from today's court proceedings, Fred?
So after the oral arguments today, one of the things that the judge is going to have to decide is whether Massport will have to be one of the defendants. Now, the lawsuit is proceeding, and no matter whether Massport is one of the defendants or not, the case is scheduled to go to trial, actually, in November.
WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.